Kia ora and welcome to Aaron's Podcast, episode 212. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, 2010. As I've said in the past, there have been episodes that I've recorded and not used for one reason or another, but I think this is the first time I've ever recorded the same episode three times, at least intentionally. And I recorded an episode yesterday and I didn't like it, so I recorded another one, I didn't like that, so here we go with number three. Maybe third time's a charm, eh? We'll see. Now, I've called today's episode Tough Go Shopping because, well, partly because I've got some stories to tell, but also because I want to say something about shopping for reasons that will become clear when I get to that part. But first, I have an important announcement, and that is regarding the live show. First of all, as some of you already know, I won't be doing a live show this week. I have something else I have to do at the same time, and 2 weeks ago I was too busy with work to do it as well. And this is becoming kind of a problem. It is partly because of the time change. The U.S., of course, recently pushed their clocks forward, and we turned our clocks back, which means that the show now starts 2 hours earlier for me, even though it's the same time in the U.S. or North America, whatever. And that's a problem, because that means it's midday my time, and I'm usually not ready to record anything at midday on any day. It's usually afternoon when I record, and it's become an issue. Also, as I've talked about before, I have struggled with the live shows, trying to find a format, if you will, that works. And many of the live shows have been iffy. There have been some that I've been perfectly happy with and some that I've thought were pretty good. But there have been others that I didn't like at all. And I just haven't quite been able to get the format right. As it happens, Archer has since resumed doing his group shows every other week. And he's the master at it. I don't think anybody does that sort of show better than he does. And I enjoy being a guest on it, and I enjoy listening to them when I'm not a guest, surprisingly. No, seriously. And I haven't been able to do it as well, is what I'm trying to say, I guess. So I've decided, after careful thought and consideration, that I am ending my live podcasts. I've always said that if podcasting becomes more of a burden than a joy, if it becomes a hassle, that I'll stop. And the live shows have become that. They don't work for me personally. They are a real hassle now to try to schedule, and it's not worth it. So I've decided I'm going to go back to doing only recorded episodes. I mean, I'll certainly pop up in other people's shows, some of Archer's live shows, maybe other people if they do them, but I'm not going to do any of my own. Now, it's possible that somewhere down the road I might bring back a live show, probably in a different format. I don't know. We'll see. But certainly not for the next few months. We've got a lot of things going on around here that I have to tend to as well, and I probably wouldn't have time anyway. The thing about the recorded shows is that I can do them whenever I have free time. I can make the recorded shows fit into my schedule rather than trying to make my schedule fit into the show schedule. And it's far easier for me to do that. So, starting next week, I'm planning on going back to doing two recorded shows a week, probably, most weeks. And I'm also going to be going back to doing Tuesday and Friday. Now, some of you may have noticed that I switched from Tuesday to Wednesday, unannounced. And the reason I did that, there was actually a reason behind it. The reason I did that was that the live shows were recorded Friday my time, and then I would post it sometime over the weekend. If I did Tuesday, that means there might be only 2 days between shows. So by delaying it to Wednesday, that gave an extra day between them. And that was really what it was about. It was to try to keep as much evenness between the shows as possible. And so that's kind of why I'm going back to Tuesday and Friday release days, my time again, because it does keep a bit of a gap between them. Also doing the recorded shows means that I'll have more opportunity to do as I did with the immigration equality episode, and that is to have guests on that I can interview. It's far easier to record an interview with somebody at a time that's mutually convenient than it is to expect them to be able to show up at a live show at a particular time. And doing that every week also requires a lot of forethought. You've got to plan for it, you've got to arrange for it, and I don't have that kind of time. So until Pride 48 marathon weekend, the end of June, I'm not planning on doing any live shows at all, and may not for the rest of this year. I don't know. We'll see. But certainly, for the time being at least, and until further notice, I will be not doing any more live Aaron's podcasts. There, that's that. Now, moving on. I wanted to talk a bit about shopping, and there's a bit of a story behind that. First is that it's become increasingly difficult to find things that used to be really common. And here's a prime example of the sort of thing I'm talking about. Nigel has a pair of dress trousers, and he has a tiny little hole in them. And these are quality pants. They're not, you know, they're not cheap. But the larger issue is that we're both losing weight. Well, he is more than me, bastard. And so we don't want to invest in new clothes until we stabilize. Well, actually, I am mostly stable, but at the high end of the scale. But anyway, so we just need to patch this little teeny hole. And there aren't many places that will do that anymore. In fact, I don't know of any off the top of my head. There are plenty of places where you can take trousers to have them, you know, hemmed or taken in or what have you. But there aren't many places. In fact, I don't personally know of any where you can take things to have little holes mended. And so the logical solution was to get the, you know, this iron-on patch. And that was my mission. In the old days, you could just go to, say, a variety store like, well, ours is The Warehouse, which is kind of similar to Walmart or Kmart in the U.S. They don't have it anymore. You used to be able to get them even in grocery stores. They don't have them. I finally found that there's one store on the in our area that stocks them. It's a fabric supply store. And I went there the other day, and it was mobbed, mostly with middle-aged women, but also with all these people scurrying around doing inventory. And as they inventoried each section, they turned the product around so you couldn't see it. And I couldn't find this for anything. And I looked around. There was nobody to help because the only person that I could, as far as I know, as far as I could tell, the only person who actually worked in the store was in the fabric cutting counter with a long queue. And so I couldn't disturb her to show me where these things were. So I went back downstairs to the first floor and asked a lady at the cash register where they were. And she told me. And I went up there, couldn't find them anywhere. So I finally gave up and left. I thought, oh, I'll just go somewhere else, only to find out that there is nowhere else that sells it. There is a sewing machine store in an area of North Shore City called Takapuna, which is, I've actually done videos from there. And I shot some photos of Putakawa's last December, or whatever it was. That's Takapuna. But it's a sewing machine, a sewing supply store. And I also wanted to go to an office supply store that's near this fabric store, so I thought I'll just go back there. In the meantime, I did what I should have done in the first place. I looked it up on the internet to find out what it is, what the product was, because this sewing machine store had an online store, and they had a picture of it. Turns out that what I was looking for was completely different than what I was visualizing, because I was visualizing the package of patches that my mother got when I was growing up, which I suppose was not a good idea. But anyway, that's what I was visualizing. And so I was looking for the wrong thing. But even if I had been looking for the right thing, it turns out that I went back to the fabric store yesterday and I found them, but they were nowhere near where this lady had told me they were, not even close. In fact, they were on the other side of the store. So I did find them and I bought them, and so we're all sorted. But it sort of shows what's wrong when two things. First of all, that it's very difficult to find things to mend anything anymore because people just throw things away. They don't mend them. They throw them away. Get a new one. And so that's an issue in itself. But also, I'm in this store. I'm clearly not at home there or comfortable even. I was quite uncomfortable in this place. And there's nobody to help me. There's nobody who saw my distress and offered to help. You know, no customer service to speak of. And I really dislike that. I dislike that store primarily because of that. You know, it's one thing if you go there and you know what you want and you know where it is and you can just get in and get out. But in a case like me, someone like me who is completely unfamiliar with the store and what stuff is, to not have any customer support at all is a bit of an issue. So I did have to be tough to go shopping to get this stuff. It took me 3 days to find it in the end. But I finally did, obviously. And that all's well that ends well, I suppose. But in the category of things that are getting harder to find is also CDs. Now, I think I mentioned this last time. I meant to listen to find out. But I went to our local warehouse, and it's actually the same day I was looking for the patches. No, it wasn't. It was a week earlier. And, oh, God. And found that they had virtually no CDs anymore. They had a couple of racks, and their closeout CDs were about, you know, maybe a couple feet worth, and that was it. Whereas once they used to be New Zealand's largest music retailer. Now that whole area has been given over to DVDs. Well, I did go to a different warehouse, a much larger one, this week when I was looking for those patches, thinking maybe they stocked them where the smaller one didn't. Well, they didn't. And it was the same story. They only had a couple of racks of CDs, and the whole area, which used to be music primarily, was almost exclusively DVDs with some games thrown in as well, you know, like PS3 or Wii or what have you. And I didn't expect that because, as I said, they did used to bill themselves as New Zealand's largest music retailer, but that's obviously been taken over by others. Probably one of the biggest now would be JB Hi-Fi, which is an Australian chain. But I'm sure that a lot of people are buying their songs online. A while back, the largest digital music retailer in New Zealand was Vodafone Music. I don't know if that's still the case. It might be iTunes now, but at one time it was. And I suppose that it must just be that CDs are on their way out. And so it's getting harder to find them. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would buy it in the store anyway, because iTunes is, I think, almost always cheaper than the actual CD. Even at the warehouse, if a CD was on special, they would charge $22.99, but the version, same thing on iTunes, would be $17.99. And but that's an everyday sort of price. Otherwise, you know, it could be $24.99 or even $34.99 for in some stores. So I don't know why you'd buy the actual CD, but I digress. The real reason I wanted to talk about shopping in a general sense was because I think I may have inadvertently created the impression that things are hard to find in New Zealand, because I'm always going on about how hard it is to find things like tin pumpkin, you know, the things that I was used to when I lived in America. And I just wanted to reiterate that that's not the case at all. It's very easy to find things in general. We have an extensive retail network in New Zealand of all sorts of different stores. Some New Zealand chains, a lot of Australian chains, even a couple of British ones. We don't have any American chains anymore. Borders was bought by an Australian company when Borders was selling off all their international operations. And even our Kmart is owned by an Australian company. So we don't actually have any American stores, not counting fast food restaurants. And even they're locally owned even. But anything you can imagine, you can probably get here. Some things are expensive, like books. Other things, not so much, like cameras, because we don't really have any import duties to speak of on cameras. So they're really quite cheap in New Zealand. Other things, not so much. But I just wanted to kind of reiterate the fact that, you know, this is a first world country. We do have stores. It's plenty easy enough to find what you want, apart from the things that are becoming obsolete, like patches for clothes or CDs. The things that you can't get are the things that tend to be exotic, like tin pumpkin. Whoever would have thought that would be exotic, right? And yes, so I wanted to reiterate that because I didn't want to create the false impression that things were hard to come by, because they're not. Right now, I'm going to play a phone message.
Hey, Arthur, this is Tom, the Rainbow Redhead. Just want to let you know that I am. First of all, I just want to say congratulations on your anniversarium of your show. I think it's fantabulous. As you know, I'm a big fan, and fortunately, I was a little bit fashionably behind on a lot of shows, and I was not able to be a loyal, dedicated listener and enter your contest. But I was very excited to hear that Nessa won. Thank you, Nessa. Woohoo! But I just want to give you a quick call to say I love you. You're a great guy, and of course, to Mr. Nigel, hello. And just wanted to wish you all the best, and to keep up the great work. I may be a little behind on your show, but I do listen to every single second of your show. But I just want to say thank you for everything, and you are one of the awesome people in this world of podcasting. So you take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for that, Tom. Tom is a wonderful person. He, of course, does the Ramble Redhead show, interviewing many interesting people in the GLBT and GLBT-allied communities. And he's actually just posted a show where he talks to John Ong, who is one of the original gay podcasters. I haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, but I'm really looking forward to it because I'd like to know more about the early days of the GLBT podcasting world. But Tom's a wonderful person. I have met him. He is, of course, the only podcaster I've met in real life. And I keep saying that in the hope that my fellow podcasters will take up a collection to send somebody here so that I can stop saying that. But so far that hasn't worked. It's been a failed strategy. But Tom is also unfailingly supportive of other podcasters. He calls in and keeps their phone lines active and always talks talks about other shows and things, and it's been a pleasure and an honor to know him. So, but do check out his show at RambleRedhead.com. I have personally am a bad podcast listener because I don't leave comments very often or even almost never phone in, but that's because of long distance charges and stuff. But do as I say, not as I do. I've noticed actually that comments in general seem to have been on the decline in recent, well, months anyway. And I know that Tom would certainly appreciate it. And of course, I would too, obviously. But I do stop by RambleRedhead.com and give it a listen. But now, let's do this.
Meow, it's time for a Bella report. Meow.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, on Tuesday, I took Bella in for her vet appointment, which, as far as I knew, was the first one she'd ever had. But it turns out that she is between 1 and 2 years old, so she actually is an adult cat. And so the vet gave her a jab, because we have no idea when she was vaccinated last. But I have to take her in 3 weeks' time to get a booster, because it's been a while. And she'd been given a supermarket dewormer and anti-flea thing, but I have to wait about another 3 weeks or so before I give her a proper one, because we've got to get it all out of her system before we do that. And by the way, it's a bad idea to use most supermarket anti-flea remedies, because some of them are actually quite toxic for the animal, especially dogs. But I digress. The vet also took Bella in and shaved her belly a little bit to see if she'd been spayed, and turns out that she's got a scar, which is consistent with what they would do if they were going to spay her, except that it was, the vet said, 3 times the length, which suggests that she may have had a cesarean, which could mean that Bella has actually had kittens in the past. At any rate, they said they probably would have spayed her at the same time. I don't know. But the only way to find out for sure if she has been spayed is to wait and see if she goes on heat, and which is not a pleasant prospect. But they suspect she probably has been spayed. And they also detected a heart murmur. And there are 3 things that can cause that. One is old age, well, we can rule that out. She may have been born with it, or she may have just been really nervous and upset about going to the vet. And at this stage, it's too early to tell which. And but it's not necessarily a really serious thing, but who knows what'll happen. Now, I should say I don't intend to keep doing these Bella updates. I just said I was going to report back on what happened when I took her to the vet and we found out how old she was. This is, of course, a blatant ripoff of the world-famous podcaster Auntie Vera Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
That little fun thing was created by another podcaster, another world-famous podcaster called Big Fatty.
Big Fatty! Online!
Me!
And I created that little jokey thing some time ago because I thought, it wasn't fair that only Auntie Vera had a little joking, little jingly, bumpery thing to commemorate him. So I made that one. Of course, if I had it to do over again, I probably would put other sounds into that, but maybe it's best that I didn't. But seriously, Auntie Vera just posted his 400th episode of Vera Speaks for Real, and it is one of my favorite podcasts. Among other things, well, of course, I identify quite closely with Auntie Vera. We have a lot of similarities in our lives, apart from the fact that, he's a world-famous celebrity and I'm not. But Auntie Vera in real life is a voice actor and does some amazing vocal characterizations on his show. And I've learned some techniques just from listening. I mean, I'm not suggesting I'm a voice actor because God knows I'm nowhere near that. I don't have any talent or anything like that. But it's been very instructive to listen to and to come up with some different ways of doing the same thing, if that makes any sense. And Big Fatty's just fun. Well, most of the time. There are times when Big Fatty's not fun, but we won't go there. But on the subject of podcasters, one of the famous podcasters, Archer of Archer.com, has just celebrated 5 years in podcasting. Well, 5 years, sort of, because there was that infamous break right after the 1,000th episode. So I'm not sure if it's technically 5 years or if it's, it's like the second season that started some years into it. I don't know. Anyway, So first of all, congratulations to, well, congratulations to Auntie Vera on 400 episodes, but congratulations to Archer on 5 years of podcasting. And so, well, you know, Archer is one of the original podcasts that I listened to way back in the day. It was the, I think the fourth one I added. And of the original ones that I listened to, it's the only one I'm still listening to, mostly because the others are defunct. And so, you know, I've got a bit of history going back. So I just had a little bit of fun and put together some Archer by the numbers, you could say. First up, 1,057. That's how many episodes it took Archer to celebrate his fifth anniversary. The anniversary episode was number 1,057. 384. That was the first episode of Archer Radio, as it was called then, that I listened to. And that was dated February 2nd, 2007. 421. That's the first group show I was on, which was March 29th of 2007. Interestingly, it was the day after I posted my first the first episode of the Amrens podcast, the very next day. 8. That's the Amrens episode where Archer was a guest. He was my second guest. 64. That's the Amrens episode that was a political chat with Archer and Jason. And he was on the subsequent episode as well. And those podcasts eventually evolved into what is now Too Political. So that started way back in, well, with having a guest in 64. Let's see, 828,463, the number of times wine has been mentioned on the Archer podcast. 268,148, that's the number of times boyfriend was mentioned. And that's only because there's so many group shows and shows about Apple products. That's why it's so much less. 1,249,621. That's the number of times Archer has said, and 3. That's because the last 3 things are completely made up. However, I did a little bit of calculation, because I guess I was a bit curious. And if you assume that the average Archer show was 40 minutes, which is, I haven't done a scientific evaluation, this is sort of a guesstimate, because the early shows were quite short, and some of the group shows or live shows or what have you were quite long. But if you take an average of 40 minutes per show, then that would mean that over the 5 years, Archer has produced more than 42,000 minutes of podcasting, which is nearly 705 hours, or just over 29 days. So that means if you wanted to listen to every single episode of Archer or Archer Radio back-to-back from episode 1 right through the 5-year anniversary episode, it would take you nearly a month nonstop without sleeping or pausing in any manner, shape, or form. And quite frankly, that's too much to ask of anyone. I'm only kidding. I kid because I love. That's it for today. That's it for this week. I've just recorded a Too Political episode with Jason, which I'll be posting probably sometime tomorrow. But that's it for this week. I'll be back next week. Talk to you later. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com. Or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed on a Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.